It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, and this Friday News Buzz, we start off in West Africa. This week, the Peace Corps announced its evacuation of 340 volunteers from the West African countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone as the worst Ebola virus outbreak in history continues. Since March, according to the World Health Organization, the current Ebola outbreak has infected over 1,200 people and killed over 600 in these three West African countries. In just a moment, we'll get a profile of Ebola from a University of Iowa microbiologist. But first, joining me via Skype from Liberia, a young woman, a young Iowan, who lives and works in Liberia, Libby Cassavant, grew up in Iowa City. She's now a hydrologist who's working in the NGO sector on water and sanitation projects in Liberia. She joins us from the capital, Monrovia. Hi, Libby.
Hi, thank you.
This is a major public health emergency in the country where you are, and I'm just asking, what is the atmosphere like where you are in, you're in the capital, Monrovia?
Yeah, I just arrived in Monrovia today, and things have been ramping up for the last several days. The outbreak has been going on for, you know, over a month now, but just recently it's become more and more serious, and I think people are really getting nervous. So there's a lot of tension. Lots of people are talking about it pretty much everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. What are those conversations like? What are people concerned about most?
Well, most people feel like they can't do much to prevent getting the disease. You know, they know that they should be washing their hands. So if you go anywhere now, you have to wash your hands before entering a building. Any office that you go into, they might ask you to wash your hands, then put on sanitizer. But other than that, people say that they're just kind of relying on God to protect them, praying that, you know, some cure will be found, and kind of leaving the rest in God's hands because they feel like there's no cure, there's not much they can do to really make sure they don't get sick.
Libby, I understand the Liberian president there made some remarks to the public. What was said?
That's right. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf made a few new announcements last night that were pretty different from what's been happening up until now. The government hasn't taken a lot of action, but then just last night they announced that there was going to be a 30-day mandatory leave for all non-essential personnel in the Liberian government. And she also suspended the opening of schools. So schools normally would be starting in early September, but it looks like that's going to be delayed until this is under control.
Mm-hmm. So the idea here is just to prevent as much as possible mixing of the population. You should stay where you are, isolate yourself until this passes?
Yeah. They're suggesting no big gatherings of people. Some of the markets that are happening at the borders between Sierra Leone and Guinea are being closed. They can't really close the borders because they're really porous. People are always crossing in between countries, but as much as possible, trying to minimize contact.
How much has how close has this come to you? Do you know, for instance, people who've been infected or relatives of those who've died from Ebola?
Fortunately, I don't know any victims. The closest that's come to me is just last night. I was with one of my friends who's in the Peace Corps, and she found out that she was going to be evacuated. So I was with her, and she heard that two Peace Corps volunteers had become exposed to the virus. And so those are people that she definitely knew, but they wouldn't give her the names of them. She found out that they'd been exposed, and they were evacuating all the Peace Corps in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone.
And I understand there's a couple of the Peace Corps volunteers who are not being evacuated because they're quarantined for a while, I think. You're referring to them.
Right. Yes, exactly. Those two, they'll not be able to leave. They'll be staying here in Liberia for 21 days at least until they can show that they don't have any sign of the virus.
This strain of Ebola responsible for the current outbreak is called the Zaire strain. It's deadly in up to 90% of cases, according to the World Health Organization. How concerned are you personally, Libby?
It's a good question. I'd say that it comes in waves. Most of the time, I think to myself that it's not very likely that I'll become infected with the virus, because so far, a very small percentage of the population is being affected. But yeah, considering the risks of what can happen if you do happen to become infected, it is scary still. I've been riding in public transport, and sometimes you get very close to people that you don't know. And it does make you nervous sometimes to be squished up against someone thinking, wow, they don't seem sick, but what if they really have Ebola? And something that I did not expect to be worrying about while I was here.
We hope you stay safe. Your family back in Iowa, have you been hearing concerns from them?
Of course, yeah. I've been getting lots of emails from friends and relatives and my parents. Mostly, I think that they're satisfied that I'm also worried about this. I'm trying to stay as safe as possible and not take any unnecessary risks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is a scary disease.
How is this impacting your work as a hydrologist there working on water and sanitation projects?
So far, there hasn't been a lot of impact. Most of the NGOs are trying to continue their work as normal as much as possible. Of course, if things have to shut down, if you know the government keeps shutting down, then it'll be a bigger problem for us. But so far, it hasn't really affected my work.
Libby, has this Ebola outbreak affected your circle of friends or coworkers?
Yes, I have several friends that are in the Peace Corps. And so just yesterday, they got the news that they'll be leaving and going back to the U.S. for at least 1 month. And that was really surprising to lots of them. They weren't expecting to be leaving for several months still, in many cases. The friend that I was with when she heard that news had been planning to stay until February. And instead, she had to leave almost overnight. We got the news about 9 o'clock last night, and she left her home where she'd been living for 2 years. The very next morning. So she didn't get the chance to say a lot of her goodbyes like she'd planned.
Mm-hmm. Does that really bring the seriousness of this home to you? How does that make you feel?
Absolutely. I think that in lots of ways, I'm doing the same type of thing that she was doing. And the fact that she's being evacuated has really made me think about how serious this is getting.
With these people leaving the Peace Corps, perhaps other NGOs, and the potential for more leaving Monrovia, from the NGO sector, what impact might that have on the Liberian people?
So I've actually heard from several of my Liberian friends that they're concerned about that very thing. They say that if the American NGOs or other NGOs start leaving the country, they won't come back and they won't continue doing the development work that they're doing or helping the economy as they have been doing. NGOs are a huge force in the development and the economics of Liberia. So without them, there will be a lot less development and a lot of people would potentially lose their jobs. So many people are concerned about the effect that a large-scale evacuation would have on the country.
Libby, you are now in the capital of Liberia, in Monrovia, but that's not where you live, is it?
No, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Why did you go to Monrovia?
Well, actually, just last night when I heard that the Peace Corps volunteers were being evacuated, I was with my friend who's in the Peace Corps, and she decided that she was going to leave the very next day in a car that was going back. So I decided to come with her just to be on the safe side, really. Being in a rural community, it's a little bit difficult to leave the country if you need to. So I decided to come to Monrovia where I would just have access to all the airports and be closer to my sister who is also living here.
And Libby, do you know how long you'll be staying in Monrovia with your sister?
That's not clear. Some people say that things may improve in the next few weeks. Some people don't think it'll be better in the next 6 months. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to go back soon and start my work again in Ganta. But we'll just have to play it by ear and see what happens.
Okay, Libby Cassavant, our thoughts and prayers are with you and the people of West Africa as you confront this outbreak of Ebola. Thank you, Libby.
Thank you, too.
Libby Cassavant joined us via Skype. She lives and works in Liberia.